thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, the long-awaited mobile voter registration exercise began today with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC formation complaining President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF is using the process to undermine prospects of a free and fair election later in the year.
This is an issue that SADC must be seized with. SADC and the international community must be seized with this issue. Here is a rogue regime that is trying to rig the election before it happens.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai goes on a regional offensive targeting SADC leaders to push President Mugabe to implement democratic reforms ahead of fresh elections. And a European Union delegation is in Zimbabwe as part of the overall EU-Zimbabwe re-engagement process. This is the first delegation from the European Parliament in over 10 years. The MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says it has unearthed some irregularities in the voter registration exercise, which it says may undermine the prospects of free and fair elections as the country prepares for fresh polls to end the shaky unity government. Thomas Chiripasi has more from Harare.
Addressing a news conference at the party's Harvest House headquarters today, MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora accused ZANU-PF of working in cahoots with the Registrar General to disenfranchise people of their right to vote in elections expected to be called sometime this year.
The MDC has noted with great concern the fraudulent activities around the voters' roll, which have been unearthed in different constituencies in the country. In some instances, names of voters are missing on the voters' roll, and some are appearing but either misspelled or in different constituencies. And this is designed to disenfranchise some voters.
For example, Monzora said Co-Home Affairs Minister Teresa Makone's name was not on the voters' roll. He said Makone's name was only entered onto the roll after raising a complaint with the Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede.
In Harare North, for instance, a Ward 18 voters' roll was purchased on the 15th of April 2013 with 151 pages and 8,305 voters on that voters' roll. 2 days later, on the 17th of April, the same voters' roll was again purchased, but this time it had 183 pages with a total of 10,076 names. A difference of 1,771 was recorded for the 2 days. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the pace at which voter registration has been going makes this impossible in one word.
He added that his party had received information suggesting that some prospective voters were being asked by authorities to pay some money to have their identity documents processed. This is despite a government announcement last week that lost documents would be replaced for free during the National Mobile Voter Registration exercise that began today.
Reports coming from Kwekwe indicate that those wishing to register and want to acquire identity cards are being asked to pay $2 for the replacement of these cards. Aliens, or the so-called aliens, are being asked to pay $40 to acquire identity cards that will enable them to register as voters.
The MDCT spokesman said anomalies in the voter registration exercise will be raised with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, the Southern African Development Community, and the African Union.
We are going to take this up with ZEC, which is responsible for the supervision of the voter registration exercise. The responsibility of the election process lies not in the Registrar General's office, but with ZEC. Secondly, this is an issue that SADC must be seized with. SADC and the international community must be seized with this issue. Here is a rogue regime that is trying to rig the election before it happens.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Mudede and ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Tsvangirai yesterday embarked on a diplomatic offensive conscientizing SADC and AU leaders on problems affecting the country ahead of this year's elections. Mr. Tsvangirai last night met South African President and SADC appointed mediator on the Zimbabwean political dialogue, Jacob Zuma, before heading to Tanzania today, where he was expected to meet President Jakaya Kikwete, who is also the current chairperson of the SADC Troika organ on politics, defense and security. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.